Choir and congregation alike have good reason to be thankful that I have not played a part in the musical portion of this service. Choir and congregation may well be also grateful that the reflections tonight come from Alistair and not from me. So this is from the incumbent. John's gospel has signs as a main focus. Signs of the life of God, the breaking in of the reign or kingdom of the divine, form the pillars around which the gospel is constructed. Well, it's not just the signs. The other pillars of this gospel are the I am sayings, such as, I am the way, the truth, and the life, or I am the bread of life, or I am the light of the world. But I'm sure we'll get to those another time. There is no mention of miracles in the gospel attributed to John. Each of the stories of these wondrous events, beginning with the water and the wine at the wedding at Cana of Galilee, which we heard a couple weeks back, is not about itself, but about pointing to something beyond itself. So it's very pertinent that today's gospel passage begins with Jesus being challenged with the question, what sign can you show us for doing this? The this that is being done is the clearing of the temple, which, unique to John's gospel, takes place at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus has driven out the moneylenders and the temple traders and, understandably, upset the locals, particularly the temple authorities. His reply is, as we heard, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up, which the author tells us is a reference to his own body, which will be raised after 3 days of being dead. And his opponents don't get it, which I, that is Alistair, have some sympathy for, because Jesus doesn't go out of his way to explain what he's saying in this passage. And things only resolve, according to this short passage, after Jesus has been raised from the dead. And it's a repeated theme in the Gospels that people don't get it. Whether it's the disciples wondering where the food for the multitudes will come from, even a second time in Mark's Gospel, or Peter going suddenly from, you are the Messiah, to being told, get behind me, Satan. Or Thomas asking, we don't know where you are going, how can we know the way? The setup, repeatedly, is to cause other actors in the story to ask a question so Jesus can act or speak in a way that reveals more of the divine purpose, the revelation of the kingdom, the reign of God. And what is this reign? Well, as we have heard many times before, it's not a place or time. Not even an after-death kind of place or time. It is a way of being, an attitude of heart and mind, which is transformative, world-changing. The kingdom of God is, as the song goes, justice and joy. It is also where there is healing, wholeness, and, as John will write later in this gospel, life in all its fullness. When we hear or read about signs in the Gospel of John, they all point towards aspects of the divine way of doing things. The abundance and generosity of the water that becomes wine, for instance. The healing of a man born blind encourages spiritual vision. The feeding of the multitude reminds us of God's provision, and more. My brief interpretations here Alistair says, are in no ways definitive. There are six undisputed signs in the Gospel of John, but as six is the number of imperfection, most commentators would say the seventh sign that brings things to perfection is the resurrection, as pointed to in today's story. This is perhaps the ultimate sign, the healing of death, the defeat of the power of death. It is this sign that is meant to offer us hope, not just in a one day we might need it kind of way, but in a way that reminds us that the purpose of the divine reign, the kingdom of God, is the defeat of death every day. It is a call to action. Every action that degrades or denigrates human beings, every injustice that excludes, oppresses, impoverishes, condemns, every prejudice, every lack of empathy, every attempt to quash the diversity of God's people, every place where equity is denied, all these are subject to the law of death and defeated by the power of resurrection. This is the hope of God's way and the calling of God's people. We are to proclaim and live resurrection, even in the face of those who would seek to impose the religion of empire. We are called to resist. We are called to renew the life of the church in faith. We are called to resurrection, that the reign of God may be made manifest, that we each may be signs of the breaking in of the divine reign. Pray God, it may be so. Amen.